Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 6 through 15. Brethren, it is God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels to show that the transcendent power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Since we have the same spirit of faith as he had who wrote, "I believed, and so I spoke," we too believed, and so we speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 6, verses 17 through 23. At that time, Jesus stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came forth from him and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you that hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you, and cast out your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven." On this day, the 20th of January, we commemorate Righteous Euthymius the Great. This saint, who was from Melitene in Armenia, was the son of pious parents named Paul and Dionysia. He was born about 377. Since his mother had been barren, he was named Euthymius, which means good cheer or joy, for this is what his parents experienced at his birth. He studied under Eutropius, the bishop of Melitene, by whom he was ordained and entrusted with the care of the monasteries of Melitene. Then, after he had come to Palestine about the year 406, he became the leader of a multitude of monks. Through him, a great tribe of Arabs was turned to piety when he healed the ailing son of their leader, Asbabitos. Asbabitos was baptized with all his people. He took the Christian name of Peter and was later consecrated bishop for his tribe, being called Bishop of the Tents. St. Euthymius also fought against the Nestorians, Eutychians, and Manichaeans. When Eudocia, the widow of St. Theodosius the Younger, had made her dwelling in Palestine and had fallen into the heresy of the Monophysites, which was championed in Palestine by a certain Theodosius, she sent envoys to St. Simeon the Stylite in Syria, asking him his opinion of Eutyches and the Council of Chalcedon, which had condemned him. St. Simeon, praising the holiness and orthodoxy of St. Euthymius, near whom she dwelt, sent her to him to be delivered from her error. He became the divine oracle of the Church, or rather, the vessel of divine utterance, as a certain historian writes. He was the instructor and elder of St. Sabas the Sanctified. Having lived for 96 years, he reposed in 473 on January 20th. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts. Used by permission. All rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.